This is Chuck Aoki. He's a U.S. wheelchair rugby player who will be competing in Rio. He was part of the team that took bronze in London in 2012. And in 2011, he was named Athlete of the Year by the U.S. Quad Rugby Association. And we wanted to bring him on the show because Chuck posted a recent blog post, and he titled it, Why I Will Go to Rio Despite What People May Think. Our listeners can find a link to that on our website at onpointradio.org. And Chuck Aoki, thank you for making time for us and coming on the show.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So, Chuck, there was another athlete, Megan Camo. She's a U.S. Olympic rower. She wrote a very impassioned and very powerful personal public letter, basically telling the country, telling the media, telling the U.S. to stop focusing on the negative and remember that athletes have trained their lives, they've trained their hearts out to do this and to focus on supporting them. And you wrote a letter that echoed that sentiment. Can you tell us, give us the message you want to get across and what it was about Megan's letter that made you decide to address this as well?
Sure. So I guess what I've kind of been thinking about as I recall on both hers and my thing you wrote is I think the general public is actually getting sort of a little peek on the inside into sort of Olympic and Paralympic athletes' mindsets and sort of how we think about our preparation for the games. And that preparation is really at the highest levels controlling what you can control. You know, we can control our training, we can control how hard we work, we can control, you know, the different players we work with and the places we train, but we can't control, you know, anything that's going on in Brazil. You know, we can't control where we're going to compete in Brazil. They've already decided that. We can't control, you know, what the security is going to be like. That's out of our hands. And so I think what you saw kind of interesting was this pushback that a lot of us are getting athletes-wise. And it's not just Megan and I think it's a lot of athletes is, look, you know, all people are seeing is, you know, of course, what's being reported and all these terrible things that are going on in Brazil that are definitely unfortunate, but you're not seeing, like we said, the positive side, the amount of work and sacrifice and struggle that we're all putting into this effort. And of course, that stuff's not very interesting to cover, and I don't expect it to be. You know, going and watching me do kill sprints isn't exactly gonna move the needle for a lot of people, but you know, we see all this extra work that's going on behind the scenes as being worked to get ourselves ready for that point. And so I think you kind of just saw almost in a way some frustration flowing over and saying, look, we're working hard, we're ready to represent you, you're gonna, you know, be amazed with what you see. Just hang on a little longer.
Do you think the negativity affects the psyche of the athletes? Does it interfere with the psychological part of their training?
I think for some athletes it can. Like I said, you know, we work with sports psychologists, a lot of athletes do. And like I said, a lot of that is really trying to block out that other stuff that's out of our hands. You know, like I can't control whether or not, you know, they end up, you know, ultimately removing their president. We can't control, you know, whether or not those sorts of things are going to happen. So I think some athletes definitely start to get psyched in by, you know, a lot of people are like, well, what is ZJ? You know, I haven't researched it. I don't know what that is. You know, I don't quite know what's going on. And so the uncertainty can definitely throw some people off. But I think ultimately when you get to the Paralympics or the Olympics, the stage is just so big. If you're going to get psyched up by something, it's the sheer magnitude of the game.
And do you think that based on what you have heard about the various concerns, this will be a more challenging Olympics for athletes to compete in for whatever reason? The water, the concern about health, the facilities possibly not being ready, some of the economic political turmoil going on?
You know, it's hard to say. I would think that it may be. You know, I was in London as well, as you mentioned. And so, like you were saying, there were some concerns. And of course, we got to London and everything was fine. And so my personal feeling is that Rio will ultimately be very similar. You know, we spend most of our time in the village. We travel out, you know, very limited amounts. And so I tend to be somewhat insulated from what's going on around us. So I would say, I think unless there's a major sort of event that happens in some kind of capacity, I don't know that it'll be any more distracting than anything in London was.
One of the other big issues is this massive doping scandal. And of course, doping has been an issue in so many of the games for so long. But this is one that involves a state-sponsored, systemic sort of effort to dope and then cover up for doping of Russian athletes. So that's a big deal. Now, it's unclear at this point which Russian athletes will be able to compete because those decisions are still being made by various Olympic committees and federations. But one of the issues because of that is that some athletes don't know who their competitors will be. Can you give us your sense, Chuck, of when you go into games like this, to what degree do you tailor your training in terms of who you think you'll be competing against? And is not knowing who your competitor will be a disadvantage?
It absolutely would be. For us, you know, wheelchair rugby, we're a team sport. So we very much prepare to play against specific teams that have specific players who we know their strengths and weaknesses of. And compare for it. So if you were to tell me, you know, right now, oh, you know, the Canadian national team is might not have one of their top players, or, you know, or Australia could lose two players. You'd be like, well, what are we supposed to do with that? You know, that is sort of the unknown that's not being talked about. I think you're referencing really well there, is that, yeah, it is definitely distracting, because when you're preparing to train, you do prepare for your teams. Obviously, your main focus is yourself and your own personal training and getting yourself to a point. But particularly for any sort of sport where you're competing directly against somebody and there is that sort of strategy going on of, okay, how do I want to race this person, or how do I want to best make sure I'm able to counter what they do effectively? It is a huge deal to not know who you're competing against. And sort of having this uncertainty this close to the games has got to be frustrating for a lot of athletes.
Vladimir Putin himself has weighed in on this. He's challenging the decision to exclude more than 100 athletes from them. And here is a little sound from him in June, translated by Euronews.
Of course it's not fair. There are common acceptable principles of rights, one of which is that responsibility should be personalized.
Chuck Aoki, do you feel like you can speak for yourself or for other athletes in terms of whether people think how Russia is being treated is fair this Olympics?
Oh, fairness is a tough word to use. well, you know, I think that it's not fair, but it's not fair for either side. I think that the timing of this is, of course, extremely unfortunate for both Russia and for the athletes. But, you know, the goal, you know, the ultimate goal is to make sure everyone's competing clean. And while it's a tough balance, is it more fair to say, okay, a couple of clean athletes are getting booted for the majority being doped? Or is this a few dopers who are then getting all these other clean athletes in trouble? It certainly sounds like it's the first one. It certainly seems like there's a lot more people who are doping as opposed to not doping. Of course, it's really hard to tell. It's just really disappointing. You know, at the Olympics, Paralympics are supposed to be about the integrity of sport, about the spirit of sport, about the sort of honor and commitment and passion to go along with it. And it really is too bad, because that's being called into question. You know, it's being called into question athletes' integrity, and that's something that we should be able to take for granted. And when you're not able to take it for granted, you know, it really starts to kind of question the whole system. And I'm hoping that while they'll resolve this issue, and we can move forward and really just focus on the athletes and their incredible performances.
That's Chuck Aoki. He's part of the U.S. wheelchair rugby team. He'll be competing in Rio. You can watch him play from September 14th to 18th. Chuck, thanks so much for your time.
Absolutely.